Vernon Dozier this Christmas week joining us. Vernon, what do you remember about Christmas?
Well, what do I remember about Christmas?
Well, you know, growing up.
Well, what I remember about Christmas growing up is I grew up in San Antonio, Texas, and I wanted to be, more than anything, as you know, I was a dancer.
I know. You danced between coaching jobs, right?
That's correct, yeah. And I got turned on to music by listening to the radio down there in San Antonio. We listened to XCRF, which was out of Juarez. And there was a lot of rock and roll at the time in Texas, and I wanted to be a dancer. I liked football, and I wanted to coach, but I found myself dancing through the day, you know.
And you danced, you said you danced when you were having a hard time making ends meet.
Yes, I did. I danced, you know, if you want to laugh about it, because I can see Mr. Dickman over here.
But, sorry.
I danced door to door.
When you say you danced door to door, you knocked on doors and said...
I said, for food, if you have anything to eat, I'm hungry and I need... Because I usually, if I got to that point where I had to dance door to door, I was having a hard time.
Okay.
And I was hungry, and I would say to the woman who answered the door, I'm hungry, I need something to eat, and I'll dance if you want me to. I can dance...
So you would go into a step, just a skip step? But are you trying to piss people off? No, it's an honest question.
No, I didn't go into a skip step. I'd say, I need something to eat. Can I do it? Can I dance for you? And if they said yeah, then I'd give myself some music. Here.
Just stand up and do a step.
If that laughs over there, I can't. You won't be able to hold me back.
But all right,
like this, just yeah.
All right, I see what you're saying. So a little bit of a swing step.
A little bit of a swing step, yeah. And they'd give me a piece of pie, or they'd give me a hot dog or something.
When you say they gave you a hot dog,
what's confusing about that?
Did they just give it uncooked?
As a matter of fact, yeah. They'd say all I have is this. They'd give me a bun and a hot dog.
Uncooked.
I don't understand what you...
Well, we're just curious.
They didn't have time to cook it. They'd take a raw hot dog and a bun, and they'd say, you know, have fun. So I'd eat the raw hot dog.
And keep on dancing.
I'd go door to door. And when I had enough, then I'd, you know, get in my car. I usually park my car a couple blocks away. And this all happened, Phil, before I, you know, got into college.
How did you afford college?
Well, I had a very generous grandfather who was not a big fan of his son, my father. My father was a guy we call Big Vern. But Big Vern he wasn't much. And my grandfather, who was Vernon the second, my father was Vernon the third.
Who was Vernon the first? Yeah, who's Vernon the first?
That would be my great-grandfather.
Okay.
So Big Vern, my dad, he wasn't much of a father. So my grandfather was the one that sent me to college.
Well, that's fantastic. That's a good story, Vernon.
Yeah. But the problem that I ran into when I was dancing, learned to dance, I found out a song that I liked very much was Louie Louie by the Kingsmen.
Now, were you still in high school at this point?
I was still in high school, yeah. And working on dance steps, I would be at the locker.
Was you playing football too?
I was playing football at the time, yeah. But I'd be just kind of shuffling, maybe twirling. I'd twirl my way to class. It's a long story. So Louie Louie came out. And if you know the song, doon 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 doon.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it's a Caribbean beat, right? You could say that. Yeah, it's a African Caribbean beat. Rather revolutionary song. Doon, 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 doon. So I'd do this dance step to it, and as soon as the drum kicked in, I'd do this dip and twirl. That's kind of was my signature dance as I was, learning dance. And later on, when I went door to door and, you know, between coaching jobs and I needed something to eat, and I'd be hungry. I mean, I'd be starving to death. I'd do the Louie Louie dance. I'd just, you know, shake my ass. What do you want? I don't.
Well, it wasn't a particular dance step, was it?
It wasn't, although I like the song. But the reason why I bring it up is Louie Louie was a song that I learned early on. I danced in high school and college to Louie Louie. But I found out that, to my great disappointment, I found out that Louie Louie, the song by the Kingsmen, written by Richard Berry in 1955, was filthy.
Okay. What do you mean, okay? Well, that was the urban myth.
No.
You thought that the song was really filthy.
Have you seen the lyrics, Vernon? The lyrics don't matter. The way this group, the Kingsmen, sang it, you could tell they were slipping in every kind of...
They were, Mr. Interview. Have you ever heard it?
Of course I've heard it. I've heard it a million times.
You've heard Louie Louie a million times?
Yes! Good God! I mean, the song was played on the radio when I was a little kid. Ad nauseum.
Well, that's very unfortunate.
That's very unfortunate. And I remember that.
Why do you say it's unfortunate?
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, the plan is filthy.
You don't know what you're talking about, Bud. Stay out of the conversation, okay?
Look, Bud, the song Louie Louie by the Kingsmen, the guy would sing about, yeah, I felt my you-know-what in her you-know-what. Louie Louie.
Right, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about, Phil. It would have...
I don't remember any lyric like that at all. Phil, you heard the song. The guy is singing about a fine little girl, blankety blank blank, and I'd love to do this and that to her.
No, that's what people thought was in the song. But if you read the lyrics, it's about some guy who misses his girlfriend who's across the sea on this island, and he's going to go see her. Yeah, okay, whatever. How do you like this guy?
Yeah, Phil, you know something? Some days you just don't get it.
I don't think you guys get it. I think you guys have been suckered in by this urban myth about Louie Louie being some kind of a filthy song. It was not filthy. Well, listen, they had a congressional investigation. You're aware of that, right? They had,
yeah, I'm sure that some dumbass senator, some dumbass congressman someplace looking to make points in the home district decided to take that up as some cause. Sure.
Oh, so you are minimizing the investigation done by Congress into just how filthy...
Phil, are you serious?
I'm serious because when I started dancing to that song, Louie Louie, and I liked it, and then someone told me it was about some guy doing all kinds of, you know, graphic. It was very graphic.
Doing all kinds of graphic what?
He's getting it. He's doing his. He's got his girlfriend, and he's just
Geez, I can't. Yeah, you know, Phil. I think maybe you're influenced by the public relations spin that was put on it by the record company.
No, I'm not influenced by the public relations spin. I've heard the story of Louie Louie. I've heard the true story of Louie Louie. I know all about the congressional investigation. Everybody was hearing things. They were hearing things that just wasn't in the song.
How do you know that for a fact?
I think they interviewed the Kingsmen themselves, the guys that did the song, would say, we weren't singing anything dirty. How the hell could you get that on the radio? How could you get that played on the radio? If it was dirty, because the guy, if you listen to it, Phil,
I've heard the song.
Wait a minute. If you listen to that song, the guy's going, a fine little girl. Yeah, I'm going to, you know, and then he mumbles it.
Yeah, he mumbles his way through. He's like, a fine little girl. I got it. I touched it.
He does. He does. He sings, a fine little girl. Hey, hey, hey. I felt my thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He kind of mumbles it.
You guys don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Phil, why do you think you know what you're talking about?
First of all, I can understand a lot of people buying into this market. I'm shocked that you have.
And why is that?
You have an entertainment... Frank's an entertainment attorney. Did he ever deal with any...
He never dealt with this kind of garbage at all. He wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, and you know that. Frank is busy in the management area, in the contract area, not listening to some filthy, slovenly, slurring... rock and roll obscenity. Margaret,
where did you hear that the song was dirty? Can I just...
Wait a minute. I heard the song was filthy when I was a young woman. I was a young actress in Hollywood. And a lot of the guys on set, the song was a hit. And it was being played on the radio. And you hear the guys going, hey, here's the good part. And they'd look at you and wink. And then shake their ass a little bit and go off and take a piss.
Yeah, I heard about it, Mr. Henry. The guys go, fine little girl across the sea. I felt my thing go in there.
Yeah, that's what I heard, Phil.
I really am stunned beyond all words that I can understand Bud, you buying it because you're willing to believe any low thing about anybody.
God, it's a nice opinion you have of me.
And Mr. Dozier, I don't know what your problem is. I don't have a problem, Phil. I was a dancer. Okay, I still do like to do dance steps, and I was a coach, and the dancing, so I would dance to the latest songs. Now, this song came out, you were still in high school. I was still in high school, but it was played on the radio. After I got into college, after I began my coaching career, you'd hear the song played. And if I was going door to door and I couldn't get a coaching job, and I'm dancing door to door just to get something to eat. Coach, you know, wait a minute, Phil. I want to emphasize this. I was trying to get something decent to eat. Okay? And I was willing to lower myself to any level. I really was. And
so you'd knock on a door?
I'd knock on a door and I'd say, hi, I'm very hungry. I coach, you know, that's my trade, but I don't have a job and I'm very hungry. I'd be willing to dance. And I would say, these housewives would answer the door. And I'd say, I'll be willing to dance Louie Louie for you if you give me a piece of bread, a cup of soup, anything. And they'd go, okay. And so I would hum it because I didn't have the record. I'd go, Louie Louie, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Well, what would you do? Would you just kind of hunch your hips a little bit? Yeah, you had to because these housewives are waiting for something to happen. And I'm saying I'd do anything for just for a piece of bread or a cup of Lipton soup. You know, I like that. I said, do you have any of that Lipton instant? And they said, we do, as a matter of fact. So, Louie Louie, yeah. And I'd do a lot of hip thrust. I'd turn around, I'd bend over and kind of put my hands on my hips and wiggle it a little bit. Louie Louie, woo, yeah, you know. And I'd say the dirty words.
Well, it sounds to me like you're slurring them here.
Well, no, all right, I'll say it. Louie Louie, oh yeah, when I, you know, put it in. Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's no such lyric in that song.
Mr. Henry, you can't.
Phil, where were you? You know, where are you coming from?
I'm coming from a place where I have actual knowledge of this song. There's no such lyric, not in that song. And if these dudes are in the studio singing that, I've heard that song a million times. I have not heard that lyric. You listen, go ahead and play it. You got it, don't you?
Now, we can play part of this. We can't play all of it because of, for obvious copyright reasons.
Here it is. Yeah, right here, yeah. And I'd be, you know, the housewives would say, all right, get to it. Now, listen to this. Yeah, see, he's talking about her wetting her pants or something.
There's something there.
No, I didn't hear that at all. Hold on. Hey, I gotta go. Yeah, yeah. And so at that part of the song, I'd reach down and I gotta go, you know. And these housewives, they let me tell you something. Can you turn that down for a minute, bud?
Bud, turn it down.
In her hair. Turn it down, bud.
Sorry.
These housewives, they'd be standing there with a hot dog and a bun. Wait, he's gonna get to it.
And are you humming the song?
Yeah, I didn't have any. I didn't have my boombox or anything with it. You have to understand. I would leave one coaching job.
Didn't you have any money saved up? You said your grandfather helped you through college.
Well, this is well after. This is well after my grandfather helped me through college. This is when I was starting my coaching career.
And had you not been playing football?
I played a little bit of football. Yeah, but I fell in some hard times, Phil. I fell in real hard times, and my dancing got me my slow down, Coach. Right. Can I get a glass of water?
Bud, get some water.
Yeah,
here you go, Coach.
Thank you. I would take dancing jobs sometimes in nightclubs, or they had dancing jobs in these supper clubs, you know, where people be eating dinner and you get out on the dance floor and twirl about.
And you were by your solo.
You were doing a solo act, yeah. So, and ladies and gentlemen, tonight, dancing for your pleasure is the dance steps of Vernon Dozier. And I'd get out in a tuxedo. And one of the songs I used to do, it's a most wonderful time, like the Christmas song of the year, twirl, 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 where there's dancing and prancing. And that's when I'd start to skip and prance. Uh-huh. Well, what are you laughing at, man?
I'm not laughing at a goddamn thing, man. I'm waiting.
I don't appreciate the language.
Phil, why don't you watch the language? I'm getting a little worn out and irritated by you guys. You're taking this where it never needed to go.
And you're telling me now you're going door to door, dancing door to door for these with these housewives who want to see you do something provocative. Is that it?
Yes, that's exactly right. So I'd be a dun 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 and dun. Here it would be like this. Yeah,
yeah. Then I'd point, you know, I'd point at a part of my body. And the woman is standing there with a hot dog and a bun.
Yes.
I gotta go, okay?
So what is it? The guy's gotta go to the bathroom.
No, not necessarily. I'm in her bed. Yeah. I got that girl all kinds of ways. Are you kidding me? You don't hear that?
I'm hearing that guy singing the song, the lyrics of Richard Berry that has to do with this guy wanting to see his girlfriend.
I heard it too. I heard him saying, I get that girl all kind of ways.
No, you guys are so cool. Yeah.
And so I'm dancing for these housewives and they're staring at you. You're hungry. I mean, I'm starving. Here is this part right here. Right now. And I'd have to really get to it there. Twirl, twirl. I'm doing a kick. I'm doing a can-can kick. I got my hands on my hips and I'm can-canning. Can you turn the music off for a second, please? What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing at the image of you can-can kicking on some woman's porch.
Let me tell you, Mr. Henry, and I say this with the deepest of seriousness. When you are hungry and you're doing a can-can kick to Louie Louie and she's standing there with a bun and a hot dog, you know what?
You don't understand, do you, Phil?
Yes, I understand.
But he's laughing.
I can see him laughing, yeah. I can see you laughing.
Yeah, I am laughing. I'm laughing at some woman standing there with a bun and a hot dog. Waiting for what, man?
Waiting for what, man? Waiting for me to finish dancing to the filth of this song. Talking about I had the girl all kinds of ways. I gotta go. Water sports.
The song, Phil, is notorious.
I know it's notorious. I know everybody thought it was dirty. It wasn't. Go ahead, bud. Yeah, right here. I'm twirling around. I'm can-can kicking. Now I'm lowering my hips to the ground. You know, I'm kind of doing, basically, I'm kind of dry humping the ground, you know. And she's still standing there with a hot dog and a bun. Turn it off. Turn it. You know, I might as well get out of here.
Sit down, Phil.
I'm just asking. Is she still?
I'm just asking.
Yes, that's what she's doing.
Okay, Vernon, I'm going to ask some questions here. I'm sorry that you have to be asked questions, but that's what's going to happen.
Okay, what are you laying the law down now?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So I want some answers. You're telling me that you're dancing door-to-door, Louie Louie, and there's no music. You're humming it.
I have to hum. I don't have a... So I'm going, Louie Louie, she wants to go all over me, Louie Louie.
Did you really sing that?
Yes, I did. And the housewives are there. They're nodding. Yeah, we know. We know it's filthy. Keep going.
You bullshit.
Okay, but... I pulled it out. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
I heard it, Vernon.
I heard it as well.
I heard it, Mr. Dozier.
Yeah. You guys have mental illness. I laid her right there. I laid her right there. You heard it.
Oh, shit.
Okay, turn it down, man.
Well, I just want you to know. So I'm dancing, and many a time dancing that song and doing it as filthy as I could. I got myself a roast beef sandwich. I'd get a piece of, you know, a nice hand. She'd come out with a piece of pie in her hand. She'd go, like that, boy? She wouldn't say boy, but she'd say, how's that look? And I'd say, it looks real good, ma'am. Let's go. And, you know, she'd go to doon, 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 doon.
And that was your cue to do Louie Louie.
Yeah, and then I'd go, Louie Louie, I gotta go way down there. You know, I had that girl all kinds of ways. She was laying there. You know, I mean, Phil, if you can't hear it, I think you're very prudish.
Phil, it might be that you are prudish and you want to believe something that doesn't exist about popular music.
No, it's because I have been in discussions with people and musicians of the time, disc jockeys at the time, everybody knew they were making a big mountain out of a molehill. The song was not dirty. The way the cat sang the song, yes, I understand.
Well, he's singing it, he's slurring it for a reason.
There's a reason, Mr. Henry, why the guy's going, Louie Louie, yeah, put it inside her. You're not going to come right out and say, I've slid it in.
You're hearing something that you want to hear.
Well, Phil, maybe you're hearing what you want to hear. You're hearing the guy say something clean.
Because the lyrics are clean. The Richard Berry lyrics are clean.
Okay, fine, but we're talking now, what, 8 years later, where a bunch of punks, these, what are they called, the Kingsmen? These punks got a hold of this song and turned it filthy. Phil, you know, admit that you're wrong. I'm not admitting to jack shit. And I don't know that these guys turned, I do not believe they turned it, quote unquote, filthy. And there was a congressional investigation. That song is now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do you realize that?
Well, I don't believe that.
Well, it is. That song is heralded as one of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time. And you can go out and do some reading. Have you done any reading, Vernon?
Mr. Henry, the bulk of the reading I do is on sports and on football. I don't need to do any reading up on dancing. I had dancing down when I was 13. It's what kept me alive.
Vernon,
kept me alive. And I went door to door when I was hungry. I got fired from a defensive coordinator job over here, just here in California. And I was a defensive coordinator for Oakley School. It's a high school. And this is before I got good coaching jobs, you know, before I was at Belmore Academy.
Okay.
And I was hungry, and I'd go door to door. And you'd say to these housewives, I'm hungry, ma'am. I need something to eat. I can dance for it. And they'd come out. They'd say, hold on for a minute. They'd go into the kitchen. They'd come walking out with a big, thick, four-layer chocolate cake, just a big, big slice of it in the hand. They'd go, like that? And I'd say, yeah, let's go. Louie, Louie. And they'd start with Louie, Louie.
Well, what would they say? Would they start singing it?
Well, they would just say, let's do Louie, Louie. And I'd go, Louie, Louie, yeah. And they'd be nodding. This one gal over here on Haverstam, she's standing there with a big piece of cake in her hand, looking at me. Bullshit, man. Phil, I'm telling you the truth.
Listen, Phil, with an open mind.
She's standing there with a big slice of cake in her hand. And she goes, Louie, and I go, Louie, Louie, yeah. And she said to me, and I'll never forget her. I'll never forget her saying it. Get to it, bitch.
Right. What year was this?
Look at Phil. Do you see that?
I know. Right.
Jesus, Phil.
What year was this?
I don't know. 1968.
People didn't call each other bitch back then.
She did. She said, get to it, bitch. And so I had to, Louie, Louie, I put it in her hair. I started to have to sing it dirty.
And that's when she said, go ahead and grab the pie? And that's when she said, go ahead and grab the pie?
Thank you very much.
Hey, Vernon, you walk out of here, man. It's the last time you're on this show.
Come on, will you?
Look, Phil, let the man tell the story. Quit interrupting him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Go ahead. So I'm Louie, Louie. I put her in the bed that night. Then I humped it, and I did what she wanted, and I ate the cake. I ate it. I was ashamed of myself, but I ate it.
Vernon, you were hungry. You were hungry, and you were desperate.
So you ate that cake after doing Louie Louie, huh? That's right.
Vernon, there isn't anyone listening that doesn't understand that plight.
Thank you.
I don't. I don't understand. I know you were hungry, okay? And I understand that. I don't get the whole idea of going door to door to... I don't get the whole idea of dancing door to door, and then a housewife comes out with a 3- or 4-layer chocolate cake...
All you've done, Mr. Henry, is laugh at me.
Vernon.
All you've done is laugh since I got in here. I've tried to tell the story of the song Louie Louie and the career that I had as a dancer and as a football coach. If it wasn't for dancing, I'd be dead.
And if it wasn't for your skill as a dancer.
If it wasn't for the fact.
When those housewives asked you to dance to Louie Louie and you felt degraded. And you had that food. You felt bad about eating that food.
I did. I was ashamed. She said, go on, bitch. Dance to Louie Louie. And I'm Louie Louie. La 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 la. And I'm bending out. I'm bending over and pretending to spread my ass cheeks.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
No, I'm not.
The things that some people got to go through.
And she said, here, bitch. She handed me the cake and I ate it. I ate it right there like an animal. Thank you very much.
Phil, for the record, Phil is laughing at Coach Dozier. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach, very much.
Thank you. Oh, Phil's laughing.
For the record, Phil.
What?
It's David.
Yeah, David.
Phil, I think what you should do is probably give this over to Margaret, let her wrap it up.
Right. If you were still like the program director or the general manager, I would take your advice, but no, you're not, so I'll wrap it up.
I'm just telling you what will sound better is for you to get up and leave the studio and let Margaret wrap it up.
Phil. Okay, fine.
Phil, don't be a little whiny.
Phil Hendry's walking. Goodbye, Phil.
Goodbye, Phil.
Phil Hendry's walking out right now. We'd like to thank Coach Vernon Dozier. This is not how we wanted to spend Christmas week. We hope that Phil is back.
Yes, it is. This is how you guys wanted to ruin this show.
No, we did not, Mr. Hendry. No, we did not.
Yes, you did.
Phil, let's talk about it. After the show's over, we want to thank all of you for joining us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We particularly thank Coach Vernon Dozier for a very evocative, a very honest, and dare I say, I hope, a conversation, cleansing conversation here on the Phil Hendry Show. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, yeah.
Executive Boost by Mr. Hendry.
No, we can't play the song. Turn it off.
We can't play the song. We can... Well, we can play it for purposes of reporting on it.
You can't end the show with it.
Here, I'll sing. Louie, Louie. Hey, hey, yeah.
All right.
Just here.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Phil will be back tomorrow. And we're very sorry things ended as they did. Coach, thank you, Coach.
I wanted to stop begging to thank everybody. And I want to thank you for letting me, you know, it was cathartic for me to say what I said, especially when that woman's standing there with a piece of pie.
Did you wanted to just have it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to have that pie, and I would have crawled on my belly through any kind of sewer. And that's what I did.
Thank you, Coach Vernon Dozier on the Phil Hendry Show. Excuse me.
God, Margaret.